Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezus Hashem be in Bava Kamma Daf Chav Beis. Bava Kamma Daf Chav Beis has the sugya gedoyla of Eishay Misham Chitzav and Eishay Misham Amaynay. There's a tremendous amount of raid that's spoken about in the Rishonim and the Achrayim on this sugya. And we'll try, Be'ez Hashem, to bring out the highlights in our allotted time. We'll start the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. If the Mazik of Eish is Chayiv Misham Chitzov, that means that it's as if he actually sent the Eish with his Kayach, and he's Chayiv just as he would be Chayiv if he would throw a Chetz. Or do we say Eish Misham Amaynai, and his Chiyuv on the Eish is just like he would be Chayiv on something that belongs to him, like a shor that's mazik, so too is chayiv because of his achrayus for the hezek that's done ayidei the eish. That's the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, we consider the sending of a fire like a ma'isa b'yadayim mamish. So there's a famous kasha from the Nemukhi Yosef on the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Frek the Nemukhi Yosef, how is it ever mutter for a person to be madlik neiros on erev Shabbos when the Neiris continue to light on Shabbos itself, so it is coming from his Maisa. So it should be considered as if he is burning the Neiris with his Maisa on Shabbos, and it should be a Meleches Havara. That's the famous Kasha of the Nemukhi Yosef. Emphat the Nemukhi Yosef, v'zel ha'shaynoi, b'shoa she'yotze ha'chetz mitachas yodoi, ba'oise shoa nase ha'kol. Even though it's true that we look at it as if the entire time it's burning Mikayach is Maise, but at which point was the entire Maise done? It's already all done in the initial Zrikas HaChetz, or by Eish, in the initial Hadlokas HaEish. So it's all his Maise, but the Maise is all done in the initial Maise. Ba'isa Shon Nase HaKol. And he brings a Raya. He says, if not, how can you ever be Machayev a person by a Chetz, or by an Eish, for the hezek that happens later? At that point, he's already an einus. At point A, he shoots the chetz. If we would say that when the chetz actually does the hezek, that's when we consider it his maisa mazik, at that point, at the later point, it's already not biyadi to take back the chetz anymore, it is an einus. Bal korchach, we're being mechayivim for the initial maisa, and that's a riot to his yisoid, that ba'ois ha'shoa nase hako. And then he says, therefore, if a person shoots a chetz, or if a person lights a fire, and before the actual hezek takes place, the mazik dies, and the hezek only takes place after his death, nevertheless, he's going to be chayiv, because his nechasim became a shubid for the tashlumen of the hezek, already at the initial maise, which is like we said, ba'ois ha'shoa nase hakol. Now we have to delve a little bit deeper to understand what does he mean when he says ba'ois ha'shoa nase hakol. Now we know the Gemara earlier in the Parak and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis brings down a Chakira of Rava if we say Basar Me'ekar Azlinon or Basar Tavr Mana Azlinon. What does that mean? If a person throws a Kli Mireish Agag, Reuven throws the Kli, and then Shimon, as the Kli is coming down, breaks it, who's Chayev? Is Reuven Chayev or is Shimon Chayev? If you say Basar Me'ekar Azlinon, so we say that the entire Hezek lies already in the original Mice of Reuven, so Shimon is going to be Pater. But if we say Basar Tavr Mana Azlinon, which means the Hezek only happens when it actually happens, and we don't say that the Hezek already lies in the initial Zrika of Reuven, so then the halacha is going to be that Shimon is Chayiv and Reuven is Pater. And Rabba Paskins, according to most Rishonim, in that sugya, Basar Me'ekara Azlinon. And we say that the entire Hezek lies in the initial Maisa Hazrika. Nevertheless, Taisus over there, B'divir Maschol Zarak, says that this cloud, the Basar Me'ekar Azlinon, that's only if you threw the actual Kli. A Maisa is done in the actual Kli, so we can already say that the future Hezek already lies in this Maisa Zrika. But if, let's say, a person throws a Chetz, Zarak Chetz, towards a Kli, then everybody agrees that we don't say Basar Me'ekar Azlinon. And Taisus brings a Raya from the Sugya of Tzreiris. If you throw a Chetz, there, nothing yet happened in the actual Kli, So we do not say that the Maisa Hezek happens already in, and it lies in the Maisa Zrikas Achetz. Rather, we say that everybody agrees, Basar Tavar Mana Zlinan, and we only say that the Hezek takes place when the damage actually happens. So L'chayre, if we are going to say that there is no Klal of Basar Meir Kara Zlinan by Zarek Chetz, that should go connected what the Tzimuki Yosef answers. Because this Tzimuki Yosef is telling us that even by Zrikas Achetz, we say the Ba'isa Shah Nase Hakol. And in fact, the Ksesa Chayshin and Simen Shin Tzadik says that from this Tzimuki Yosef you see that he disagrees with Taisus earlier on Daf Yudayin Amud Beis. The Tzimuki Yosef holds that the Klal of Basar Meir Kara Zlinan applies even to Zarek Chetz, which is why the Tzimuki Yosef can say in our sugya that everything is already lies in the initial Zrikas Achetz and the Maisa Hadlakas Ha'esh. The Maisa, okay, that may be Pshat in the Muki Yosef, but M. Cain, the Fitaisus, who disagrees with the Muki Yosef, and he says we only say Basar Meir Kara Zlinan by Zrikas Akli, the Chayru were back to the Muki Yosef's Kasha. Because by Zrikas Achetz and by Hadlakas Ha'esh, we can't say that Ba'isa Shah Nase Akol. Rather, we say when the actual Sreifa takes place, that's when it's happening, and not that it lies in the original Maisa Hadlaka. So we're back to the Kasha, how can we light Neiros on Erev Shabbos and have them actually burn on Shabbos, if at the time that it's burning the oil, that's the time that the Maisa Sreifa and the Maisa of the Shaleach HaSabeira is actually taking place. So many Achrayim say that that's not the Kavanah of the Muki Yosef, and they disagree with the Ksei Sechayshin. And they hold that the Nemuki Yosef's Teretz and our Sugya really has nothing to do with the Nidain of the Gemara earlier on the Fidzayin Mubeis of Basar Meir Kara Zlinan and Basar Tavar Mana Zlinan. And I can direct you to Chedusha Reb Shimon Yehuda HaKayin and Simon Chaf Aleph, Chedusha Reb Ruvain Krizovsky and Ksuba Simon Yud Zayin, and similarly also to the Kilas Yaakov and our Masechta Simon Chaf Aleph Aizvav. They all say, Kol Echad B'Nusach Didei, the following thought. And they say that the issue of Basar Meir Kara Basar Tavar Mana Zlinan, that's a lamda shashayla. That means, mitzad the actual hezek, do we see that there's a hezek already here, vaslikt, that lies in the original Maisa Zrika? Or the hezek only takes place when it actually takes place, and Basar Tavar Mana Zlinan? Nevertheless, as far as tracing whatever hezek eventually happens, back to the Gavra, back to the Shaleach, back to the Zayrik, that's clear that the entire connection that the Zayrik has to this Maisa Hezek, or to this Maisa Sreifa, is only the initial Maisa Azrika and initial Maisa Adlaka. That's what connects the Gavra to the actual Hezek and the actual Sreifa taking place. Therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, or when it comes to the Nidainim of the Nemuki Yosef and Arasugya, there it doesn't matter that we say that the actual Hezek only really takes place later on. And the actual hezek only will take place at the time that the chetz hits its target, or that the fire actually burns the thing. Because when we're talking about a maisa meleches Shabbos, there you always have to look at what was the maisa hagavra which connects him to the sreifa. And the maisa hagavra was definitely the original maisa hadlaka, which happens on Erev Shabbos and not on Shabbos. And that's also the reason why we will not consider him an einus. It's true, even if we say like Shitas HaTosfos, that by Zrikas Achetz, we only see that the Hezek actually takes place when the Hezek actually happens. And we don't see the Maisa Mazik in the initial Maisa Zrika. Nevertheless, we will not consider him an Einus, because considering him an Einus means that we don't hold the Gavra accountable for the Maisa Zrika. And that's not true. The Maisa Zrika, which the Gavra did, that's what connects him to the eventual Maisa Mazik. And that's what makes him liable, and he's a Pesheya, and he's a Mazik B'Yadayim Mamish, and he's going to be Chayiv. And Hu Adin, the Gabi, the Shibud HaNachasim, we don't need the actual Hezek to take place in order to be Meshabed the Nachasim, but as long as the Maisa Machayiv, which eventually leads in to a Hezek, took place already, that Maisa Machayiv is Meshabed his Nachasim to be Meshubed towards any eventual hezek which may happen aiday this maisa. That's the answer that the Achrayim answered to be Mazber Pshat in the Muki Yosef, in a way that it's not totally in the sugya previously, and it's not like the Ksei Sechayshin, and therefore it can stem with Shitas HaTosfos earlier on the Fidayim on the base. Atkan Shtikl number 1, the Hesber in the Kushi Hayadua of the Mikra Yosef and his Teretz. Now let's talk about Shitas Reish Lakish, Eisha Mishim Mamainai. Now there's a famous Machlaikis, Rashi and Taisvis, how do we understand Eisha Mishim Mamainai? Do we need that the fire should actually belong to him? That's Shitas Rashi. Ayin B'dvarav B'divriya Maschel Mishim Mamainai. Or do we say, like Shitas HaTaisvis, B'divriya Maschel Eisha Mishim Mamainai, he says, V'zel HaShainai, K'loimar Chiyuv Mamainai Yeshbai, V'loi She'yehei Ha'esh Shaloi. The definition of Mishim Mamainai is that there's a Chiyuv Mamainai, but not that it's actually his. What does this mean, Chiyuv Mamainai? So the Hesber is, just like by Mamainai HaMazik, Shor HaMazik. If the Shor is Mazik, we don't say it as if the Bailam was actually Mazik. The Bailam didn't do a Maisa Mazik B'Yadayin. The Shor is the Mazik. Nevertheless, the Bailam is Achroi, and he is accountable, and he has to pay for the Hezekis that's done Ayidei the Shor. Because he's responsible for the Hezekis of the Shor, he's Chayiv to pay. So the definition of Mamainai means that there's an Achrayis on the Bailam for the Hezek of the Chefetz of the Shor. So to by Eish, Ayidei the fact that the Bailam was Peshe on this Eish, that makes the Bailam accountable and responsible for the Hezekis that happened Ayidei the Eish. The Maisa Mazik is a Maisa Eish. It's not the Maisa Bailam. The Chiyuv Mamainai means that in this instance, he is Chayiv and responsible for the Hezekis that the Eish does. And the same thing is true by Bar. The Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Beis uses a Lashon of Mamaincha Legabe Bar. Zaktaisus over there with the Vimaskal Mamaincha, Lav Davka Gabe Bar, the Lav Mamainahu. Taisus is going according to the Manda Amar that says a Bar B'Shus Rabbim is Chayiv. And you see from here that a person is Chayiv for he digs a bar, and he's chayiv for the zekas that happened in the bar, even though the bar is not actually his mamain. Nevertheless, the Gemara calls it mamainai. So the pshat is like that. The pshat is, the bar is a cheftza hamazik, the bailim is a chroi for the zekas that happened ayidei the bar. It's from the dvarim she'ena b'shusay shel adam v'asana kasav ki'ilu hein b'shusay. Like the Gemara says later, on the chof tesom and beis. And Taisus there on Daf Gimel Amud Beis is Maisif V'chein Gabe Eish. That's Taisus L'shitasi in Arasugya. The Pshita the Hidlik Gedisha Shachaveri Be'eish Al Acher the Chayiv. So the concept of Mamainai, Taisus proves, has nothing to do with the actual ownership. It's a Chrayis for the Zekas that happened Ayde Achevtza Hamazik other than himself. And Taisus brings a number of Rayis that's the Pshat in Eish HaMisha Mamainai. And we're going to focus on one of his Rayis. Taisus quotes the Mishnah later on the Samach Beis Amud Beis, gets sheyotze mitachas apatish, a spark that goes out of the hammer of the blacksmith, and is mazik. So the Gemara over there discusses that he's going to be chayiv midin esh. Af agav de mistama mafkile. Zok Taisus mistama, the spark that goes out of his patish, he's probably mafker. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says yechayiv. Is a raya that nobody can possibly hold that he has to actually own the fire that's going to be mazik. That's Taisus's raya. So in this raya, the shita mekubetzes b'shem de gulyainis, and the warachreinim that were mechaven to him, the Pnei Yeshua and the Nachlas David, they answer that Reish Lakish holds, like the Manda Omar, later on the Chof Tesom Beis, which says in regards to Bar, that hamavker nezokov la'achar nefilas p'shia chayiv. We don't look at the time of the hezek, but rather we look at the time that the mazik was created. If a person drops something in Rishus HaRabim, so the creation of the bar was done Ayidei Pshia, even if he's mafkirid afterwards, and he wants to claim that he's no longer responsible, the Gemara brings him on the Amar that says, mafkir nezokav l'achar nefilas pshia chayiv. He can no longer detach himself from this mazik. So too, say the Achrayinim, Reish Lakish holds, the same klal applies by Eish, even though once the spark shoots out from under the patish, he's probably mafker that spark. It's too late. Once the spark has been shot out, it's already a mazik. Mafker nezakav la'achar nefilas pshia is chayiv. That's the mahalach of the Shita Mekubetzes b'shem the Gulyainis and these Achrayinim. So the Shita Mekubetzes, this is very meduik in the Lashon of Rashi. Because Rashi himself, well, he's the Baal HaShita that says it actually has to be his. Zok Rashi v'divrei maschal mishum ma'maynai, kishayrai ubayrai. Rashi brings two examples, Shar, which is a Pasha, the case of Mamainai, and Bar. What does Rashi mean to say by Bar? Rashi means to be masker this yisoid, that even if b'shas the hezek takes place, it's no longer belongs to him, as long as it's mafker nezakov la'achar nefilas pshia, that's going to be machayev him, and that's why in that case of getz yotze mitachas zapata, she's going to be chayev. Comes along Reb Shimon Shkab in Simen Yud Ches, and he's matmiya very strongly on this teretz. So Reb Shimon, that's only possible by bar, because bar we paskin does not actually have to be his. We paskin bar b'shus harab m'chayev. So there we can say that mafker nezakav lachad nefilas pshia is chayev, because the connection that a bala bar has to the bar is not through monetary ownership; it's through the asiyas of bar. That's why, even if he's mafkrit, lachan feels pshia, he's actually chayev. But if Rashi tells us in our sugi that the definition of esh mishum amayin means that it's shalai, so that means, how does the bialim connect to the esh? What's machayev him in the chrayis of the esh? Not ayde the asiyas esh, but ayde the monetary ownership of esh, which is why Rashi says it actually has to be shalai. So im kain, the klal of mafkrit nezakav lachan feels pshia cannot be applicable in regards to esh, and it's a very bad sushtel. That's the tmiya that Reb Shimon has on this teretz, and it's takim mamash apel. So how does Reb Shimon answer this kasha? Zok Reb Shimon, a moridiki yisoid, that even Rashi holds that it actually has to be shaloi, Rashi does not need that the actual fire, the actual shalheves should be shaloi. What Rashi requires is that the makar, the source of the fire, that should be shaloi. What connects the bialim to the Eish, and what's Machayvim and Shmira of the Eish? Because the Eish is a creation of something which is Mamaynai. Therefore, as long as he owns the Gacheles, as long as he owns the coal, even if we were to say that a Shalheves is a Dover Sha'im B'mamish and you can't actually own it at all, it's still going to be Chayv Lefishitas Arashi, because it comes from the Gacheles, which is his belonging. And so too, Getz Sheyotze Mitachas HaPatish, even though the getz itself, the spark itself, avada he's mafker, and could be he actually never even owned it, because it's also a dover shem b'mamish, but because it's the creation of his patish, it's the heish which comes out of his patish, his bailus on the patish is what's mechayevim, nachrayis of all the fires that come out of it, and that's going to be mechayevim, midin eishem shem amaynai, afilu l'shitas Rashi. Rashi says, shayrei ubayrei, Rashi does not mean to insinuate that it doesn't actually have to belong to him. Rashi must be going, says Reb Shimon, Lefi the Mandoma, that says that bar b'shus harabim is potter, and you actually have to own the bar. Because as we clearly see, Rashi holds that Shitas Reish Lakish is that you have to really be a bialim. Just like we said, it doesn't have to be on the fire, it can be on the makor of the fire. Ad kan, the beer and the machlaikis, Rashi v'taisvis, and what the definition of Eishem Hashem Amayne actually is. Now let's go on to shtickle number 3. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Hakel of Shanatol Harara, V'holach L'gadish, Ochel HaCharara V'hidlik HaGadish. A dog goes and takes a cookie which is attached to a Gecheles, and he's madlik the Gadish. So the Mishnah says, Al HaGadish Meshalem Chatzinezek. He pays Chatzinezek on the Gadish. Says the Gemara, this stems very well with Shitas Reb Yochanan. Because if we say that Eish is Misham Chitzov, it's a mice of the Adam, so too, if a Kelev sends out an Eish, it's like the mice of the Kelev, but it's not a mice of a Gufay of the Kelev, it's as if the Kelev threw a Chetz, which is Tzrei Reis, so the Baal Kelev is going to be Chayev Chatzin Ezek. But according to Reish Lakish, that says Eish Misham Mamaynai, Frepti Gemara, that this Eish is Lav Mamaynai de Baal Kelevu. This Eish is not Mamoine de Baal Kelev, and cannot be Mechayiv de Baal Kelev in any Tashlumen whatsoever. What does it mean, Lav Mamoine de Baal Kelev? Zok Rashi, Elo de Baal Charora. This is not the Gecheles of the Baal Kelev. This is the Gecheles which belongs to the owner of the Charora. So we're talking about the wrong Bailam over here. So there's no way that the Baal Kelev should be Chayiv. This Rashi is a Vada L'shitasei. Rashi l'shitasi that he holds that Eishem Mishum Amayin means you actually have to assume a real monetary ownership on the Eish. The Gemara's Kasha is very straightforward. This Eish does not belong to the Baal HaKelev. There's no way to be Mechayev Baal HaKelev in the Eishem Mishum Amayin. If anything, it's the Eish of the Baal HaCharora. If anybody would be Chayev, it would be the Baal HaCharora, which in this case would not be Chayev either because he's an Einus. So too, the Gemara later brings Tashma, Gomel Talon Pishton. There was a camel that was carrying flax on his back, and the flax caught fire. The Gemara over there says the same Lashon, that according to Rish Lakish, High Eish, Lav Mamayni the Baal Gomelu. There's no reason the Baal Gomel should be Chayiv, because the Eish is Lav Mamayni the Baal Gomel, says Rashi, Ela de Chemveni. The fire is the property of the Chemveni, the store owner, whose fire caught on to the pishton of the gomel. This Rashi is also l'shitasei, being that eish v'shem amayne means you actually have to have a monetary bilus on the eish. There's no way that the bala gomel is going to be chayiv. If anything, it is the mumming of the chenveni. Taisus l'shitasei, however, cannot learn like that, because Taisus holds, like we explained, that mamayne doesn't mean you actually own it. Mamayne means that you assume responsibility for the mazik other than yourself. And over here, whose responsibility will it be? Will correctly be l'chayra, the responsibility of the bala kelev in the kelev shenat l'charara, and it'll be the responsibility of the bala gomel in the gomel ton pishton. So l'chayra, the concept of eishem mishem amayne should apply in the fire which the kelev takes or which catches on to the pishton of the gomel. So taisus is masber, zok taisus is elishaynai, dehu lahid likai. The Bala Kalev is not going to be achray for the hezek that happens ayidei the eish of this gacheles, because first of all, hu lo hidlikai, he has no responsibility because he didn't actually light the fire. Val eish shel kalbay lo chayvasei tayre. Elam, I want to hold him responsible because it is the eish which is sent out ayidei his kalev, says Taisus a yisoid, eish shel kalbay lo chayvasei tayre. When the Torah is Machayev Eishah Mishim Amayinai, the Torah held you responsible for Eish which was sent out Ayidei you yourself, which he himself was Mazik and he was Peshehen. But Eish which was lit and sent out Ayidei his Kelev, which he wasn't shamed around the Kelev, there the Torah was never Machayev him for. And Taisus searches for a Makar to this Yisoid, and Taisus doesn't find one. And he says, Pashat Leila Gemara Mishim Ezed Rasha. The Gemara must have had some drasha, which we don't know, the Pater al Eish Behemtoi. And Taisus says, a similar davar is, because Gimel Avis Nemru Bishar. We found three different mazikim by Shar, Karen, Jane, and Regal. We never found another mazik of Eish of Behemtoi. That's a raya that the Gemara must have some kind of drasha to Pater the Bala Kelev, the Bala Behema, on the Eish, which is sent out, Ayidei his Behema. That's the chiddush which Taisus is forced to be mechadish the shitasai. Comes along the Maharam, frekta Maharam, how could Taisus possibly say that the Gemara must have some kind of drusha to pater eish of his animal? We see in the Gemara not like that, because the Gemara says, lefi Rabbi Yochanan, that eish of mishum chitzav, so vad it's going to make sense that the eish of his kelev is going to be mechayiv v'mchatzi nezek, just like tzrayrus of the kelev. And we don't say, Gimel Avis Nemru B'Shar V'la Yaisar, Pshitele, the Gemara must have some kind of drasha. We never found there should be a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish, whether or not there's a drasha to Pater Isha Mishim Isha, the Isha of his Caliph. The only Machlekes they have is Isha Mishim Minor and Isha, or Isha Mishim Chitzov. So Mechatesa to the Gemara to assume that Lefir Rish Lakish is a drasha to Pater Isha of his Caliph, whereas Lefir Rabbi Yechanan, not. That's the Maram's Kasha. Emfret, the Maharam Shiv, Ahaflud the Keteretz, he says, let's imagine for a minute there would be a fourth mazik of Shar called Eishe Shal Shire. So that mazik of Shar would be Chayiv Nezek Shalin. That would mean that the Torah is Machayiv the Baal Shar for fires that happen Ayidei his Shar. What Taisus means is it's Pshitalei LaHashas that there's no Av of Eishe Shal Shire. Now, this that the Gemara says, the Lefir Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be chayiv like a mazik of tzrayrus, that's because, lemaise, if you hold Eishe Mishum Chitzov, so when an animal sends out a fire, it's no worse than if he's actually mazik ayidei tzrayrus, ayidei a pashat maise of tzrayrus, and he's going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. It's not gara than a pashat av of regal. The drasha that Taisa says that Pshita L'Shas means that Eish of his animal is not an Av Mitzat Atzmai, which is what would be Mechaivas according to Reish Lakish, because the Baal Shar would be Achroi for the Eish of his Shar. Even if Rabbi Yechanan, had there been such an Av, the Baal Shar would be Chai for the Eish of his Shar, and that would be Mechaivim Nezek Shalim. Once there's no such Av, so we return to the regular Gimel Avos Nemru B'Shar, within the Av of Regel, and within the Halacha Mishum Sinai of Tzoreres Chatzi Nezek, Eishoi is not Gora than that, because it's Mishum Chitzov, it's like a Maisa B'Yadayim. So the Klal of Eizah Drasha that tells us that Gimel Avos Nemru B'Shar remains true, Bein Lefi Rabbi Yochanan and Bein Lefi Reish Lakish. Ad Kan, Shtickel number 3. Now let's go to Chav Beis Amad Beis. The Gemara brings down Toshma, a case of a Madik Es Agadish. Let's go in the case where the Gemara brings a Raya from. The person is Madik Es Agadish, and there was Eved Kofesloi, there was an Eved which was tied to the Gadish, Ugdi Samachloi, and there was a Gdi near the Gadish, V'nisraf Imoi, Pater. The Halach is his Pater. And the Gemara says, Bishlam Lomanda Amar Eishim Shem Chitzov Mishem Hachi Pater. It's understandable why it's Pater. And the Pashtus of the Gemara, like most Rishonim and Achronim learn, is that you're Pater on the Gadish, on the Gdi, and on the Gdi, Mitzad Adin of Kimnei V'Derabimnei. Because there's an Eved Kofosloi, comes out he's a Ritzayach, so Kimnei V'Derabimnei. The fear of Yechon, it's understandable that we consider him a Ritzayach, because Eishim Shem Chitzov, it's like he actually threw a chetz at the Eved. If he lights a fire and that burns the Eved, that's going to be Mechayev and Misa, and there's going to be a din of Kimlei B'Derabimnei. El Ola Rish Lakish, El Ola Mandam Eishem Hashem Amaynai, Amay Pater. Why is he Pater? Ilu Katal Ture Avdo Achanami Delei Mechayev. It's as if his Shur killed an Eved. Why is that going to Pater him on the Mammon? And the Gemara answers, Amalach Rav Shimon Malakish, Hachu B'may Eskinan B'Shehitzas B'Gufesh Al Eved, the Kimlei B'Derabimnei. The case was that he actually takes the Gecheles and he places it B'Yadayim Mamish on the goof of the Eved. So even if you're a Shlokish, where he puts a Gecheles on the goof of the Eved, he's a Reitzeach B'Yadayim Mamish. Therefore, we have a case where there's going to be Kimlei B'Derabimnei, even if you're a Shlokish, and he's going to be Pater on the Gadish and on the Gdi. So over here, you see, if it's Shaykh Kimlei B'Derabimnei L'Fir Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, Eishem Hashem Chitzov means we consider it the Maisa of the Bala Eish, not just in regards to the parish of Nezikin, but also in regards to the parish of Ritzicha, and it could bring a Chi of Misa and create a din of Kimlei B'Derabimnei. So on this Naisei, there's a tremendous amount of raid in the Rishonim V'Achronim, and we're going to try to cover some of the main Nekudas. Taisvis in Sanhedrin, on the Fine Zion of Aleph, Divrei Maskel Saif, he brings out this Nekuda, and he says, V'zal Hashaynai, D'le'inyin Misa Nami Mechayivin V'eishem Hashem Chitzov. The Klal of Eishem Hashem Chitzov applies to Chi of Misa as well, K'demuchach B'keitzer HaRegel, and he's Maisef HaHezber, V'zal Hashaynai, D'afilu Misa Gamrina Mimamayin. We learn it from Mamayin. That means to say, even though the original Makar of Eishem Hashem Chitzov is in regards to Mamayin, to having to pay Dmei Ahezek, we learn Misa from Mamayin, and we consider it a Maisa B'Yadayim of the Bala Eishim in regards to a Chiyuv Misa. Frektais is a kasha l'fi that, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fine Zayin Amud Beis says, if a person throws a rock straight up into the air, and it falls down and it kills somebody, so the Gemara is mavur that he's going to be Pater, because it's not Kaychai. Frektais is, by throwing the rock up into the air, it's no worse than if you put the Avnei Sakina Masayah Rosh Agag, that it's going to fall down Baruch Metzuya, that the Gemara considers that Eish. So he put this Evan in a place where Baruch Metzuya is going to fall down and kill somebody. So he should be Chayiv Midin Eish. Once we see that the Klal of Eishem Hashem Chitzov applies even the Gabi Chiyuv Misa, so it should be true not just in a real full-fledged fire, even in Avnei Sakina Masayah, which is Chayiv Midin Eish, like where he puts the Evan, by throwing it up straight up into the air, he puts the Evan in a place where Baruch Metzuya is going to kill somebody, that should be Mechayivim Misa. That's Taisa's Kasha. And Taisa's answer is that Anachanami, that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin, and Mabez that says he's going to be Pater, must be going to Mount Amar Eishem Shem Amaynai, but Anachanami, the Fir Rabbi Yechanan, throwing a rock straight up into the air and it comes down and it kills somebody, is going to Mechayivim Midin Eishem Shem Chitzov. That's the Vyat Taisa's. But the Rambam turns out to be a stira l'gabi desinyan. Because mitzad echad, the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Parag Gimel Lachid Gimel paskins like that Gemara that if you throw a rock straight up, that you're going to be Pater Mimisa. And nevertheless, he paskins in Uchaz Neskimam and Perikidal Alochot Hazvav that Eishim Mishum Chitzov. How does that stem? If we say Eishim Mishum Chitzov, in that case he should be chayiv when the rock kills a person, like Taisa's Akasha. So the emes is that the Chidusha Iran over there in Sanhedrin, he says Mefurish that Nezikin and Misa are Choluk Zemiza. And he says that you see from that Sugyan in Sanhedrin that obviously the halach of Eishim Mishum Chitzov is only legabi nezikin, and we don't learn misa mimamen. But that's very problematic, because in our sugya, like we were masber, and like Taisus brings the raya, we see that the Gemara says, madam Eishim Mishum Chitzov, there's going to be a din of kimle b'derabimineh. And obviously, it's going to be mechayev, echayevas misa, in regards to the Eved Kafas. So how, according to the Ran, do these two Gemaras shtem? And what's pshat in the Rambam, how do we answer the stira b'dvarav? So much has been written throughout the Dairus on this Kasha, and we're going to, Be'ezus Hashem, speak out four possible Terutzim. And the first Dairus we're going to say is B'Shem de Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Vav learns that Eishem Mishum Chitzov is not a Maisem Mamish, but rather it's like a Garmi. A Garmi is a more direct kind of a Grama. It's not just a Grama Ba'alma, it's a Garmi. It's a direct Grama. And Garmi is chayiv legabi nezikin, but avada, if a person kills somebody with derech of Garmi, it's not enough to be mechayiv in Misa. Which will be the explanation of the Chiddush Iran, why in regards to Mamain, Eishem Mishum Chitzov is going to be mechayiv him, whereas in regards to Misa, like in the case where he throws up the rock, it's only going to be a Garmi ba'alma, and he's not going to be chayiv Misa. Nevertheless, in our sugya, there's a concept of kimnei v'derabimineh, although it's only garmi, and there is no actual chiyuv misa. Why not? So the Minchas Chinuch is makdim with the divrei Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Reis Tzeach, Perek Gimel Halachot Yud, he talks about various cases of grum and garmi by Ritzicha. Says the Rambam, even though he's not chayiv misa b'dei adam, zelashayna Rambam, harei zerei tzeach, v'dairish damim, dairish mimenu dam. He has a shem rei tzeach, although it's not enough of a ma'isa to be mechayiv a misa. What will it, yeah, be mechayiv him? So dairish damim bidei shamayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be tevei the dam from him. But the ikar nekuda of the Rambam, which we want to focus on, is the Rambam calls him harezer reitzeach. The Rambam gives him a title of a reitzeach. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if a person who kills a de garmi gets the title of a reitzeach, so he definitely has the din of a reidef. We know a reidef achar chaver lehargai is nitin latzila ben avshay. We can kill him. And therefore we know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that a raidah that's shayver kalim, as he's being raidah achar chaver lehargai, is going to be potter midin kimle b'derabineh. Zakta minchas chinuch. So although a person who kills aydei and eish is not a maisa gomer and is not going to be chayv misas bezdin, but once the Rambam gives him a shem reitzeach, he's going to have a din of a raidah and it's going to be nitin latzila ben avshay, which is why he's going to be potter on the gadish that's burnt ayidei his meiser redifa. That's the einfall of the Minchas Chinuch. And the emes is that this idea of looking at Eish as a din of a raydef, we're going to see Be'ez Hashem later on in this shir, that be'emes, the Rashba goes with that, and we're going to be mazber dvarav Be'ez Hashem. Says the Minchas Chinuch, to consider him a raydef, we have to say Eish Mishem Chitzav. If you say like Rish Lakish, even though in the practical sense, Lefir Rish Lakish, Lefir Be'echon, he's doing the exact same thing, but being that Lefir Rish Lakish, we don't attribute this Eish to him at all. It's not his Maisa Bechlal. It doesn't even have a Shem of a Garmi. It's just a Grama Rechayke Ba'alma. Therefore, it is not going to give him a Shem Ritzach, and he's not going to have a Din of a Raidev. Rav Baruch Baron Bercher Shmuel says that lighting the fire of Lefir Rish Lakish is like a person that goes to the market and buys a shar. If a person buys a shar, and B'Shas Maisa, he's Mazik somebody, and this shar goes ahead and kills somebody, avad he's not going to have a din of a raidif. It's too much of a grama ba'alma. So too, by lighting the fire of the Lefir Rish Lakish, it's just what's mechayiv him yidin mamaynai, he's not going to have a shem of a raidif. So that's the teretz of the Minchas Chinuch. That's how we could make peace between the two sugyas. The mitzad echad, there is no actual chayvas misa b'dei adam, and mitzad sheni, there is going to be a din of kimle b'derabimine, and that's the answer of for the Rambam, that the Rambam is able to paskin that he's actually potter mimisa in the case where he throws up the rock, even though he paskins Eishem Mishum Chitzov. Ad kan the first Eretz. The second Eretz we'd like to say is written in the Evin HaEzel, Enuchas Niskei Momin, Parak Yud Dalet Halacha Yud. And similarly can be found in the Chalkas Yayav, in Chayshim Mishpat Simen Zayin, and also Doim Elezeh in the Avni Nezer and Erechayim Simen Shin Peites. And they start with being Medayik in the Lashon of the Chedush Iran that we mentioned in Sanhedrin. When the Chedush Iran is Machalik between Mammon and Misa, and he says that Eishem Hashem Chitzav is just Machayev Mammon and is not Machayev Misa, he speaks out because we already find a precedent for a Chumra Legabi Mammon over Misa. Because in Mammon, Lechilakta Bein Mezid L'Shaygik, the Torah is Machayev Adam Amazik, with no difference between if he's a Mezid, or if he's a Shaygik, or even if he's an Einus, Adam would Lailam. Meshe'enken Legabi Chayves Misa for Ritzicha, the Torah is Machalik between a Shaygik and a Mezid. A Mezid is Chayev Misa, a Shaygik is Chayev Golos, anything less than a Shaygik is Pata Lagamri. So we see that the Torah was more machmer in regards to Chayvus Nezikin than it was in regards to Chayvus Misa, which that's what allows us to say that so to Legabi the Din of Eishem Misham Chitzov, the Torah was machmer Legabi Nezikin, but the Torah was not machmer Legabi Ritzicha. And we have to be mazbe this. This doesn't just mean that the Torah was machayev a mazik, even though it's not as much of his fault, he wasn't really a mazik gomer. But it's more than that. We see that the Torah's maisa, which the Torah requires to be machayev nezikin, is less of a Torah's maisa than the Torah requires in regards to chayves misa. Because a shaygeg, or an einus, is less of a maisa. Nevertheless, the Torah is machayev in money, adam wood lailam. Whereas by misa, the Torah is only machayev and misa for ritzicha if he did a maisa gomer, a maisa b'mezid u'b'chavana. That's why the maisa of Eishem Hashem Chitzav, which is not a maisa gomer, is enough to be machayev in mamayin, and it's not enough to be machayev in misa. Zogin d'achrayinim, coming from this lashon of the Chedush Iran, we have to shtel tzu, the memra of Tana de Vechizkiya, which was found later on in the third parak on Daf Lamed Hei. Tana de Vechizkiya, maka adam u'maka behema, ma maka behema lechalakta bin shegik bin mezid bin mischavin shein mischavin, af maka adam, what's the memory of Tana de Vechizkiya? It's Yidua. Tana de Vechizkiya learns from a pasuk, Maki Adam, and next to it it says Maki Behema, that just like in regards to a person who kills a Behema, Adam Amazik, the Torah is not Machalik bin Shegik and Mezin, he's always Chayiv. So too, if a person is a Reitzeach, even if he's Reitzeach b'Shegik, b'Oifen, that he's not going to actually be Chayiv Misa, the din of Kimlei v'Derabanei Vinei is going to apply. Tana de Vechizkiya is machadish that Kimlei v'Derabanei does not require a chi of misa mamish. It just requires a maisa ritzicha, and even if it's b'shoigek, but because theoretically it could have been machayev misa had it been done b'mezid, that's going to have the p'tor of Kimlei v'Derabanei. Zogin d'achrayinim. So you see from here that the maisa gemura which we need to be machayev misa is not necessary to create the din of Kimlei v'Derabanei. Even if we have a shvachara maisa b'shaygeg, that's going to create kimlei v'derabanei. So too, even if you have a maisa of eish, which is a shvachara maisa, and it's not strong enough to be machayev misa's bezdin, and it's daimet to what the Ran says, daimet to shaygeg, nevertheless, that's enough to create a din of kimlei v'derabanei, midin tana de vechizkiya. That's the mahalach of these gdeilei achrayinim. So memeila comes out that even though be'emes a chi of misa there won't be, who can mavur in the sugi on the fine zayin and mavez and Sanhedrin and in the Rambam, that if you throw up the rock and it comes down, Baruch Matsuya is not going to be chayev misa. Nevertheless, l'man da'omer eishem Hashem chitzov, there's going to be a din of kimlei b'derabinei, v'chum mavur b'sugi. That's the second malach. The next malach we're going to say is from Reb Chaim and Chidushi Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, Hilchashchein and Perek Yud Aleph. Zogt Reb Chaim that be'emes there's a klal that we can't learn misa from mammon. So how's it possible to learn a din of eishem Hashem chitzav in regards to misa from mammon? Zogt Reb Chaim because be'emes you have to be chayker. The chiddush haTorah that eishem Hashem chitzav is the Torah being mechadesh a yesoid, which is keneged the svara that a eish is considered the maisa. That's the first tzad. Oy dilma. Be'emes min ha'svara, we would say that a eish is koichei mamish. The Chiddush HaTorah is just coming to tell us that even though it's Koyach Acher Me'uriv Bo'i, you need a Ruach Metzuyah to be mixed in order to move it along. The Chiddush HaTorah is to tell us that Koyach Acher Me'uriv Bo'i is not Megareya from the Maisa of the Madlik. That's the Chakir of Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim, Ba'al Korchach, you see from our sugi, we have to say like the second side and not the first side. Because if the Torah was being Mechadish, Keneged the Svara, that a Maisa of Eish is considered a Maisa of the Adam, that chiddush was en lechabay lechidushay only in regards to mamain, and we'd have no right to shtel that too legabi misa as well. Elamai, the etzem concept of eishem shem chitzav that it's considered kaychay, that's a svara ba'alma lefishitas Rabbi Yochanan. The fact we need a gzeres akasav is just to be megale that the kaych acham uruv by is not megareya. That's just a gilui milsa ba'alma. That we can learn bein legabi mamain, bein legabi misa, that the kaych acham uruv by is not megareya. And we're back to the Muskel Rishon, the Svara Pshuta, that Eisha is Misham Chitzav, that it's his Kayach Mamish, which is why in a Svara he should be Chayev Misa. That's the aside of Reb Chaim. We have to speak something out, because Be'emes, the Gemara of Chavvei Zaman Aleph says, the reason why Rish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yechanan is because Chitzav Mikaychei Kazli, Hai Lav Mikaychei Kazal. The Gemara is Mashma, that in a Svara we would not say that Eisha is Mikaychei Kazal. Darfman Zogin, that that's Shitas Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Minasvara and says, Minasvara, we would consider that Mikaychei Ka'azol. Memele Zogt Reb Chaim, if Rabbi Yochanan's Yisrael is based on a Svara, because a Maisa Adlok is a Maisa Kaychei Mamish, that only applies by Eish Mamish. But Avnei Sakina Masoy Shanichem Bereish Gagayim, it's not his Maisa, he put it straight down on the roof, or he put it in a specific place where it wouldn't go any further, it's not his Maisa. And it only goes further mitzad the ruach metzuya or mitzad gravity, so you don't have koychei mamish there at all. So the klal of eishem misham chitzav does not apply b'chlal b'avnei sakinah masai. And this that we find in kol ha'besachta that avnei sakinah masai is chayiv midin eish, it's only because eishem misham amaynai. And like the maskan of the sugya that even Rabbi Yechanan also agrees to the concept of eishem misham amaynai. But the din of eishem misham chitzav, which is a svara that a ma'isa adlok is considered koychei mamish, that avada does not apply by Avnei Sakinah Masai. Mimeil Zok Reb Chaim, lefi that it's in Siyashiv, the stira between the two sugyas. The Gemara defines Zayin and Beis and Sanhedrin, which is talking about Zrikas, Evan, there avada there's no klal of Eishem Hashem Chitzav. If it comes down Baruch Metzuya, that's not going to be his Maisa, and he's going to be Pater Mimisa. Mashenkin and Ara Sugya, which we're talking about in Eish Mamish, there you have the concept of Eishem Hashem Chitzav, and that's going to be Machayev Misa Mamish. And that's the Yishuv, and the steer in the Rambam, that even though he holds Eishem Hashem Chitzav, nevertheless, in regards to the Evan, he's going to be Pater. This Mahalach of Reb Chaim is a Yishuv in the Shittas of Rambam, but it's not going to be like the Chidushi Aran, which we mentioned, because the Chidushi Aran says Mefurish, that we're Machalik between Misa and Mamon. And if he this, there really isn't a Chilik between Misa and Mamon, the Iker Chilik is between Eish Mamish and Avnei Sakinah Masai, and in the Chidushi Aran, we'll have to say like one of the two first Purushim. The fourth mahalach we'd like to say, and should not be missed, is the mahalach of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav in Kedushim Maron Riz HaLevi, in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Gimel Halach Yud Beis, he's medayik a hafad dikadiyuk in the Gemara. The Gemara, as it explains the mission according to Shittas Rabbi Yochanan, that we say Yeshem Hashem Chitzav, does not mention Mefurish the klal of Kimle V'Drav Minei. It just says, we understand why you're Potter. Only when the Gemara later is Miyashav Shitas Rish Lakish, and the Gemara is Maikimit, Hachem Maiskin, and Kishahitzis Begubishal Eved, there the Gemara is Maisiv, the Kimlei V'Derab Minei. Mashma, we're only coming to the cloud of Kimlei V'Derab Minei now, once we're Mazbel, Lefir Rish Lakish, Hitzis Begubishal Eved, but all along that we're going Lefir Abyechon and Eishim Shem Chitzav, we do not need to say Kimlei V'Derab Minei. Halei Dabarhu. What's the beer? So the Brisker Rav is Masbir, Alpia Gemara later on the Chem Gimel Mabez. The Gemara says, Rabbah says a Memra, if a Shar kills an Eved Shalei B'Kavana, says Rabbah, the Baal HaShar is Mechuyiv to pay Dmei HaEved. He's not Mechuyiv Knas of Shleishim Shkolim because of Shalei B'Kavana, but he's Mechuyiv to pay the value of the Eved. Says Rabbah, that can't be. Because we see in our Sugya, Eved Kafas Lai Gdi Samach Lai, V'Nisrif Imai, that you're Potter. Says Rashi, why are you Potter? Not because of Kimnei B'Derab Minei. We're going now according to the Mandam Eishim Misham Mainai. But rather, Misham Ein Tashlumen Le'eved, because there's a klal that there's no Tashlumen Le'eved. What's that klal? That klal is based on a yesoid that a person doesn't really have value. It's not possible to be a chayvas damim for the elimination of a person. A chayvul ba'adam is chayv because that's nischadish in the parasha of Chavala. But killing a person cannot be mechayv mamon at all. That's the Gemara's tain over there in the sugya. And the Gemara answers, no. The emes is that if a shor kills a person, there could be a chayvas mamon. And the only reason why in the case of Eved Kofes Le'Yigudi Samach Le'Yigudi that he's Pater on the Eved, is like Rish Lakish says in Aras Sugya, that it's Hitzis Begufei Shal Eved, and it's Kimle B'Derav Eminei. Ad Kan, the Shaka V'Tayar, the Gemara, and the Mem Gimel Beis. Zrak the Brisker of, although the Gemara changed, and the Gemara holds that it is Shaykh to be a Chayvus Damim for an Eved that's killed, that's only a Shar or a Mamayne that kills an Eved, or kills a person, it's Shaykh to be a Chayvus Mamin. But an Adam that kills a person, he is going to be Pater from Mamon, and he brings him a car from a Taisvis who learns it from a Pasuk. Hayyotze, from the Sugya Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Lefi Mishnas, the Brisker Rav, is that if a Shor or Mamonai kills a person, it's Shaykh that there should be a Chayvus Mamon. But if an Adam kills a person, even without the Klal of Kimlev Ramine, there's no Tashlumin for the Hariga of a Ben Adam. Zok the Brisker Rav, Lefi that, our sugi is extremely geshmak. The Gemara says, Bishlam Lamandam Eishim Misham Chitzov, Misham Haki Pater. The Gemara is referring to the Tashlumen of the Eved, not the Tashlumen of the Gadish. The Gemara is referring to the Tashlumen of the Eved. Zok the Gemara, it's Pashat why Lamandam Eishim Misham Chitzov is Pater, because like we said, there's no Chi of Tashlumen for a person who kills a person. And because Eishim Misham Chitzov, so it's a mice of an Adam, so he's going to be Potter on the Tashlumen of the Eved. El Mandam Eishim Mishum Amainai. Ilu Kotel Turi Avda Hachinamid Le Mechayev. Are you going to say that if someone's Shor kills an Eved, he's going to be Potter from paying Tashlumen? Hare, the Gemara that Mem Gimel Mavei says, Omar Rabba, if a person's Shor kills an Eved, Shalei Bekavana, that he's Chayev Damim. Why? Because Mamainai Hamazik, Mamainai HaHayrik, does have a Chi of Tashlumen if you kill a person. And for the Gemara, so there was a maisa biyadayim mamish. So there's a chayves misa. The kim leib the rabbinay. Therefore, it's going to be a din of kim leib the rabbinay. Hayyotze lefi this that be'emes we can say like the chidushay ran in Sanhedrin says that the klal of eishem misham chitzov is not mechayev misa b'chlal. It's only mechayev mamay. And the Gemara's whole understanding of why your potter lefi Rabbi Yochanan is not mitzad the klal of kumav rabbinay bechlal, because there's no chiyav misa bechlal, but rather kumavur in the sugya later that there's no chiyav tashlumen for the hariga of a ben adam. Only once the Gemara goes and says the story is hitzis beguvi shel eved, so there's a mice and biyadayim mamish, then there's going to be a klal of kumav rabbinay. That's the aside of the Risker Rav, and the fee that it's mavur why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that if you throw up a rock and it falls down Baruch Matsu, you're going to be Pater from Misa, because no Chi of Misa in the Din of Eishem Misham Chitzov. Nevertheless, you're going to be Pater on the Tashlumen, not Midin Kim Lev Rabinei, but, like the Yisrael of the Brisker Rav, there's no Tashlumen on Harigas Ha'adam. Hayyotze, in summary, let's take stock of what we have. Is the Din of Eishem Misham Chitzov Mechayev only Mamayin, or it's also Mechayev Misa? So it goes like this. The Fi Shitas HaTaisvis, Pashtas is Mechayev Misa. The fear of Chaim, Eish Mamish is Mechayev Misa, Avnei Sekinim Asai is only Medina Eishem Mishem Mamoine, so it's not going to be Mechayev Misa. The fear of the Menchas Chinuch, there's no Chayev as Misa, because it's just like Garmi, but there is going to be a Din of Raidif, so that's going to make a Din of Kimei Ramine. The fear of the Eben HaEzel and the other Achrayim, there's not going to be a Chayev as Misa, but nevertheless, even such a weak Maisa like Eishem Mishem Chitzov is going to create a Din of Kimei Ramine, because of the Tana de Vechizkiya, Lechilak de Ben Shaykh Lemezid. And the Fida Brisker Rav, there's no Chayvis Misa Bachlal, there won't be a Din of Kimlev Rabbinay, and the Ptur of Mammon in Arasugi is going on the Eved, because there's no Chiv to pay Tashlumen for Adam Shaharag HaAdam. Ad Kan, this shtickle. Now let's go weiter. There's a very famous Rajman Arasugi, which asks two kashas, one on Rabbi Yechanan and one on Rish Lakish, and gives two terutzim. He asks the kasha, the Gemara is mavur, that there's going to be a din of kimlei with the rabbinei, that's how the Rashba understands, not like the briskrov that we mentioned previously. The fear of Yechanan, there's going to be a din of kimlei with the rabbinei, that by the fact that he lit the Gaddish, the Eved ended up dying, that's going to pater him on the tashlumen of the Gaddish. Frek the Rashba, the Gemara in Ksubis in the beginning of the third parak tells us that kimlei with the rabbinei is only if the Chiyav Mamen comes together with the Chayves Misa. But if the Chiyav Mamen is Chal before the Chiyav Misa, then it's not Pater Midin Kimnei V'Drabnei. So here too, he's Madlik the Gaddish. The Eved is tied to the Gaddish. But all of the Gaddish which burns before he actually kills the Eved is Mamen, which is Lefnei the Eved, which Lefnei Misa's Eved. So it should not be Pater Midin Kimnei V'Drabnei. That's the Rashba's first kasha. And for the Rashba, that the chi of Misa that we have over here is not mitzad the actual Sreifas Ha'eved, but it's rather the chi of is mitzad Reidef, which is like we mentioned previously, B'Shem Demechaz Chinuch. So as soon as he's Madlik the Gaddish, it's Nitin L'tzile B'Navshim Idin Reidef, and he's going to be Potter to pay for the Gaddish. That's the Rashba's Teretz on his first Kasha. Frek the Rashba, second Kasha, on the Gemara's Teretz of Yerush Lakish. The Gemara is Masber, Kagan Shehitzis Begufishal Eved. He put the Kachelos directly on the goof of the Eved, and eventually from there it spread to the Gaddish. Frek the Rashba, over here it's Fakert. The Chi of Misa is all done with as soon as he burns the Eved. The fact that afterwards it continues and burns the Gaddish, that's La'achara Misa. So there too, there should not be a din of Kimnei with the Rabbinei. Mamin, which comes after Chayves Misa, Avade is not Potemid and Kimnei with the Rabbinei, and Shibi Chayv. And for the Rashba, the story was that the Gaddish burnt Kaidim Shemesa Eved before the Eved actually died. So he continuously has a din of a Raidif until the Eved dies. So the entire Gaddish which burnt as the Gechelis was burning the Eved before the Eved actually died is Niftar Midin Kimnev Rabinei because he's a Raidif and it's Nitin Latzilei Benafshay. That's how the Rashba answers the second Kasha. Now, let's go back to his first Kasha. So in the Sefer, Talmidei HaRashba, he answers that no, he's going to be Potter because it's Doimit Zayrik Chetz, Vikora Shiroin Balichosai, it rips clothing as the Chetz is flying through the air, that we do say Kimlei with the Rabbinei. So we have to understand how is the Talmidei HaRashba actually answering the Rashba's Kasha. The Maitz of the Rashba is right. The Chavis Mamon is Chal before the Chavis Miso. And what exactly is the Nekuda Samachlaikis over here between the Talmidei HaRashba and the Rashba? So many Achrayim were very mirach on this. You can check up the Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Gnei Paragimel, Tshuvas Achiezer in Simon Yotest in Chelik Eben Ezer, Dimrei Moshe in Simon Lamed Aleph, Dafika Yam in Chelik Beis in Simon Lamed Zayin, and many, many more Achrayim. There's a very, very big Arichas. But we're going to say Be'ezus Hashem, the Mahalach of some of the Achrayim, the Iker, the Truma Sakri, in Simon Shin Tzadik Beis. And he brings the Gemara in Ksubas of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, which says, Omer Reb Ovin, Hazayrik Chetz Metchilas Arba L'Soif Arba. If a person throws a Chetz on Shabbos, which is Chayiv for the Malacha of being Marver, Dalet Amos B'Shus Arabim, and he throws a Metchilas Arba L'Soif Arba, V'Kara Shiroin Malichasai, and he rips clothing and flight, Potter Sha'akira Tzarech Hanochi. He's Potter because of the klal of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. Meaning, even though at the time that it rips the clothing, there is no Chalais Chayves Misa, because the Chayves Misa is only Chal after it flies Dalet Amis. Nevertheless, he's Potter because Akira Tzarech Hanochi, the Akira is a Tzarech for the Hanocha, it's all part of the Malacha. So that means, any Chalik of the Maisa Machayev Misa, Potter's Midin Kimlei B'Drabmenei. Now there's a very big nidin, if in order to consider it a chelik of the Maisa, Machayev Misa, does it have to be that halachically we need every part of the Maisa? Or even if halachically we wouldn't need this part of the Maisa, but because in a practical way this has to be done in order for the Chayves Misa to happen, that also is going to pater midin of Akira Tzarech Hanocha. And the nafkamina would be an arrow specific situation. In a case where a person throws a chetz, not to be chayiv misa midin dalet ames b'shus harabim, but to be chayiv misa midin Ritzicha, there, the original Zrika Sachet is not a chelik of the Maisa Ritzicha in a halachic way, but it's needed in a practical sense because it's only going to be able to actually kill the person if you throw the chetz from point A to point B. So do we say there too, the entire Zrika Sachetz is part of the Maisa Machayev Misa and it's going to be make a din of Kimnei B'Rabine? Or do we say that being over that over there, we don't actually need the entire Zrika Sachetz halachically to be Machayev Misa, so the klal of Akira Tzarech Hanacha would not apply, and there's not going to be a din of Kimnei B'Rabine? And this is subject to a major machlekes Rishayim V'Achrayim. Zok the Truma Sakri, this is Be'emes, what stands at the Nakuda Samachlaikis of the Rajba and the Talmidei Rajba and Arasugya. The Rajba holds that in order to be considered a chelik of the Maisa Machayev Misa, to say a din of Kimnei B'Rabine and to have a klal of Akira Tzarech Hanacha, it has to be that halachically it's a chelik of the Maisa Machayev Misa. Therefore, the Rajba asked that in our case, when you're madlik the Gaddish, even though maybe b'metzias, that hadlakas ha-Gaddish is what brings to the Ritzichas and Eved, ha-Eved, but because halachically it's not a chelik of the Maisa Machayev Misa, that's not going to have a din of Kimnei B'Rabine. That's why the Rajba had a shver. And the Rajba had to answer, no, that it's chayev midin roidef. Roidef, every chelik of the Maisa that goes towards killing the person, is halachically a chelik of the Machayev Misa midin roidef. So you can have a din of Kimnei B'Rabine even at that point. Whereas the Talmidei Rajba, they hold that even if halachically you don't need that chelik, but if b'metzias you need this to happen in order for the Ritzicha to take place, and that also we say the klal of Akira Tzarech Hanacha, and it also becomes ki'ilu it's a chelik of the Maisa Machayev Misa, and we'll say Kimnei B'Rabine, which is why the Talmidei Rajba hold that the kash is not shver in the first place. The fact that I was madlik the Gaddish, that's a necessary chelik, which leads towards the Maisa Ritzichas and Ha'eved, which is daime to Zayrek Chetz, Bekari Shirayin Bali Chasai. And there's a din of Kimnei B'Rabine at that point as well. Ad Kan, the beer of the Truma Sakri, in the Kasha of the Rajba, and why the Talmidei Rajba disagrees with him. And we'd like to end with one last tickle, which is to be Masber, the Rajba's Teretz. The Rajba answers that at the point of Hadlokas HaGadish, he's Chayev Mishem Raidef. Fregen ala achroinim, the Chayev Misa Midin Raidef is because Nitan Lahatzile Benavshay, because by killing the Raidef, we're going to save the Nirdef. Over here, the Rega that he lights the Gadish and he walks away, killing the Raidef won't help the Nirdef anymore. So Lechayre, the second after he lights the Gadish, he's no longer Chayev Misa, and he should be chayiv on the Gaddish, and there shouldn't be a din of Kimlei B'Rabine. So one of the terutzim brought down in the Achrayinim, Ayin Achi Ezer, Chelik Evan Ezer, Simen Yotes, Ayin Chidushei, Reb Shimon Yehuda, Kain and Ksubas, Simen Lamed Gimel, and more, that we have to be mechalik between the two parts of the Kimlei B'Rabine. Every Kimlei B'Rabine is comprised of the Chelik of Misa, which is the Koyach HaPaiter, and then the Momin, which is the Dover HaNifter. The Misa, which has the Kayach HaPaiter, only patters once you're doing the Maisa HaMachayev Mamish. That's why the Rajba requires that the Maisa Adlokas HaGadish should be a Maisa HaMachayev Misa Midin Raidif. Or the Kalpanam Lefid the Talmidei Rajba, it should be a Din of Akira Tzarech Hanacha, a necessary Chelik of the Maisa HaMachayev Misa. Anything less than that does not have the Kayach HaPaiter. Masha'enkein, when we're looking at the chelik of the mamain, the chelik haniftar, we don't need that the maisa machayev mamain should be at that exact time that there's a maisa machayev misa. As long as through the maisa machayev misa, that's going to bring about a chayev's mamain, any mamain which was brought about al yidei the maisa machayev misa, even if the actual machayev mamain only happens behemshech after a certain amount of time, it's going to be potter. So therefore, over here, the Maisa Hadlokas HaGadish is a Maisa Machayev Misa Mamish. It could be Urei Shal HaRajba that he's a Raidif, or the Talmidei Rajba that's a Kirav Tzarech Hanacha. And through that Maisa is brought about a Chayvus Mamon, which happens as the Gadish is being Nidlak. All that Mamon is going to be Niftar, Aydei the Kayach of Kimnei B'Rabine. Now this is all true according to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Nevertheless, Lefi Shitas Reish Lakish, that he holds Eishem Mishum HaMainai, the Rashba asks in a second kasha that the Maisa of Hitzas Megufish Ol Eved is the Maisa Machayev Misa, and the Chayvus Mamon only comes later when it continues to be Madlik the Gadish. There, we cannot say the Yisoy that we just said previously, that nevertheless the Chayvus Mamon comes through the Maisa Machayev Misa, so he should be Pater. Because we're going to Mandam Reisha Mishum HaMainai. So the Chayvus Mamon does not come through the original Maisa, but rather it's Neschayev at the time that it actually burns the Gadish because of his Achrayas in the Eish Mishum HaMainai. So it's not considered that that Chayv Mamon is coming through a Maisa HaMachayev Misa Bechlal. Ad kan this shir on Baba Kama Daf Chav Beis.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.